I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What do we got?
Hey.
Got a week and a half till Alice in Winterland. Christmas is right around the corner. I'm feeling distinctly Christmassy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. It's good.
Things must be a frenzy at your house.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I had one of the, well, you know, I was really surprised by, I had mentioned I'm in the like market for a car and I'm looking around. Yeah,
yeah.
And
oh my God, I'm
and,
riveted.
And the apps, like I realize Elon sold the world that he's like, hey, I do solar and e-cars.
Right.
I'm a hippie.
I'm going to get us off this planet and set up a space station in Mars.
And then everyone went, you're a Republican. Well, big surprise, a businessman. You know what I mean?
The guy with $290 billion wants to hold on to it, I guess. How many billions do you need?
But anyway, people? I was really surprised by a lot of the hostility about just simply test driving and taking a look at a Tesla.
This is an interesting topic because you're not only are you absolutely correct about it, like it's almost mystifying how literally everything has become super politicized. Like whatever somebody's thoughts are on one thing, it taints everything else in their life and in their, you know, anything that they might have a finger on. Meanwhile, 90% of Californians own and drive a Tesla. And I'm sure there are people who are like, that's it. From a political, I cannot have this anymore.
Right.
I have to get rid of this car. But the rest of the people are like, yeah, but you know what? I really like this car. Those cars are great.
Well, and it's not even, you know what the truth is? There's this dumb but very real sticking point for me on any car I buy. I have to be able to bring the key in the ocean.
Mm.
And so everything is like with the Tesla, just for example, I was asking them because it's the one I looked at, how am I going to get in and out of the ocean with this thing locked and meanwhile be able to unlock it? And I was told, well, you might be able to use your Apple Watch. And I'm like, might isn't going to work.
Yeah.
I need to be able to get in and out every time and also know that whatever's in the car while I'm in the ocean isn't leaving with some dude.
Right. Could you even fit a surfboard into?
I brought a board with me I went and checked the car out and put it in the car.
You know, one of the things we got was you can program this ring. It's a big black ring and it doesn't have holes or charging ports or any of that stuff. It's the key to your car though.
And a ring like you wear it like
a ring,
this?
Yes, it's a big, thick black ring. And I actually, John and I both keyed them to the car. And when we sold the car to Bryn, we just gave him the rings. Here you go, bud.
Oh.
And I did not want to wear that ring.
Yeah.
I didn't wear it, and I did, it was keyed to the car, but I didn't wear it. But it, that might be an option for you.
Well, so that's just one of the things. And I looked at a few others yesterday. There's something called a VinFast, and there's something.
VinFast. That's VinFast. Like the perfect car for
you. I know.
You.
It's very funny.
Your Vin and your Fast.
I know. I was
this
actually
is
like
bizarre. You have to get that car. Hold on. I got to look up a VinFast.
A VinFast. They're Vietnamese electrics. I also looked at the Ford, which looks really good.
Oh, wow. This VinFast is a good looking car. Yeah. It's got like kind of a nifty front V on it.
But again, how stupid is it that any one of these cars, which could be perfect on almost every front, ain't going to work if I can't get a key that will go in the water with me and come out and allow me in and out of the car. Right. So anyway.
They need to come up with some kind of like little mini case or something to coat it with that you can bring it into the water and take it back out.
Otherwise,
like, imagine that, a sealable bag or something.
I'm going to end up in a hybrid and with a, you know, what do they call those, valet keys? Because that works.
Right.
That's what I've been doing this whole time.
That's what they have on, I have an Audi and you've got the valet key.
Yeah, the little valet key is actually great.
It's ideal because it really do worry that if I'm opening and locking my car with my watch, that if something happens, I'll be... Oh, no. Thumbing it.
I didn't realize the Apple Watches work in the ocean, so I just learned something.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
they will actually eject the water that gets into them. They're like set up, right? Don't you hit a little button and it kind of like squirts the water out?
I freaking love this watch. I just do. Anyway, after going through some of that stuff where I just kind of felt like, oh, God, everything's so ugly now. Like, God, that's just over... I'm trying to get an e-car to save the environment, but I'm doing it the wrong way.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, aren't we all? You're getting some vitriol on there, and it's like from both sides, like whether people hate Elon Musk or they're just like mad about the batteries. There's no winning
right.
in this world anymore at all for anyone. We all lose.
Let me get to my point, which is there I am leaving, you know, work, and I'm sort of just driving home going, wow, I'm really mystified at the reaction to that. But then I'm sitting at the beach checking surf and I'm about to go in the ocean and this dad walks up and he's got his little daughter. She's three. She walks up and looks right at me, like kind of cranks her head and just looks at me. And she goes, are you going to go out there? And I go, yeah, you want to come? She goes, no, And then I start talking to the dad and she's got a little sister and I go, I have two daughters and we're just having this chat and we end up talking about what our dreams for these kids of ours and, aww, you know, whether or not. And he
side of the road convo.
We just had this conversation while I'm looking at the ocean and I'm just thinking, I love people. I hate that political crap that's just sucks. But I'm looking at the smile on this dad's face as he's looking at his 3-year-old and his 1-year-old. And I'm just like, that's it. That's all we want. We just want our kids to be happy and just
safe
and have a nice chat with somebody. And he have a great day, bro.
Yeah.
And you too.
So you guys didn't talk about like, you know, what your political affiliations were.
No, we just you know what we talked about? He goes, do your kids surf? And I said, nope. I said, you know what my kids like? They like to be cozy.
Yeah.
I really am not going to push them into the ocean because it's certainly not cozy out there. And often it's very unfriendly. Mm. So I'm going to just let them decide if they want to go do that. And, you know, it's one of those things where, and he goes, yeah, my dad made me motorcycle race.
Oh.
And I go, do you still? And he goes, nope.
Yeah,
that's how that kind of goes. That's why you got
a lot of times it's what the peers, it's like you saw the cool kids skateboarding. You wanted that. You do the cool kids surfing. You wanted that. Like you're influenced by the people that you look up to as a teenager,
exactly,
or an adolescent, I guess, maybe. So if Isla's got a friend who's really into surfing, Isla will end up surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't, she may not.
Well, and
later in life, she might with you.
And I told him, I said, look, you know what? Bringing her means I'm going to focus on her. And that's even less time for me in the water. So I'm not pushing that, man. I'm going to, she needs to want to do that for me to give up my time so I keep her safe.
Right.
Because that's what that becomes is.
Yep.
Now I can't take my eyes off that kid. Great. Anyway, it was a really nice afternoon. The sun was out. I got to go spend a few hours in the ocean before the fog rolled in.
Oh.
Heavy fog.
Wow.
Rolled in, but it was super fun. And then I went to gymnastics with my kid.
Oh, that's so fun.
5 to 6.
It's perfect timing.
Oh, it's the worst time in the world to be out. There's traffic and everybody's trying to come home and running lights. And
dinner and all the other stuff.
I don't leave the house after 3.
Me neither.
Yeah, I really don't. It's not worth it.
When you get a kid and they're like, I love gymnastics, man, don't get a kid. Daddy.
My life is empty. I don't need anything.
Keep it that way, man.
I listen to you talk about your lives, and I'm like, my life is so empty.
How good you have it. Oh, God.
An old dog to take care of, and And a
Christmas tree
that's kind of depressing me, to be honest with you.
Oh, why? No. Why?
It's just weird to have. This is, you know, it's. I'm not with my wife this Christmas. You know, where she's in LA, I'm here, and it's just weird to have the tree up with all our stuff on it, and yeah. It's a little depressing, not to bring everybody down, but it's fine. But
well, I will say, and I was talking to Maddie about this a little bit this morning. You know, John listens when he is in the car in the morning. John,
hey John,
he's not listening now, and he doesn't go back and listen to the podcast, but he listens enough, and he always has, you know, talk about. He's always telling me I don't have to have an opinion, but he's got an opinion about everything. Oh, that thing you were talking about, that was, you know, that was good, or that was whatever his opinions are on stuff. And his opinion is that that Maddie has really amped the show up a lot. He's like, everybody sounds more engaged, and it's really entertaining to listen to. He's got a weird perspective on a bunch of stuff, and he just had really nice things to say. He's kind of out of the blue about it yesterday, and I thought, you know what, I love that. And that's, so thank you. While you were pondering your empty heart and your Christmas tree of depression.
Thank you.
You know, just know that...
This is the highlight of my day. These 4 hours, it really is.
Well, we've all had those times for sure. And this is great. So, you know, as far as like highlights of your day, if you get to do a radio show in the Bay Area for 4 hours a day, you're pretty well
exactly.
off. And then you know what? As soon as you sort of are ready to, you know, get back, whether it's a toe or a full belly flop back into the dating pool, you're going to just be scooped right up.
Yeah.
You know it. I can, you want me to show you the text?
No, I know.
I don't necessarily think you're handsome or not handsome. I don't necessarily know if you're particularly smooth or whatever that is. But what I'm trying to say is, you have options, lots of them.
Yeah, you do. Boom chicka wow.
I'm good. I'm just. It was just the tree. You know, it was just the tree.
We're back. Yeah. To the sad music.
Yeah, yeah. So, it was just the tree.
But well, if you want to decorate your penis, it appears there's lots of people who would be happy to do that for you.
Let's get back to this.
Yeah, let me decorate my penis.
What does it get, like a little star on top and
I'll put
some tinsel?
I'll get a dating profile, and that'll be my headline. Come decorate my penis.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well.
Yay!
It's hump day.
It is hump day.
Today is something called...
Hump day?
It's called Choose Women Wednesday. Which, it's apparently we are supposed to empower and celebrate women in business. So this is, I guess, your wife's holiday.
Is this sexy still?
No, it's probably not very sexy. I don't want to be sexy about it. It's just a thing. Choose Women Wednesday. I just thought that was, why can't we choose women every day? I don't know. And do they want to be chosen? It's the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. Seeks to appreciate, support, and listen to and stand up for women. I don't know why we need all these days. They go into the
what
history.
What else would you
here.
Talk about every day if you didn't have a day to talk about?
I would just not talk. That would be fine. There's plenty
You'd
of other
be done.
Things to talk about. No, there'd be plenty of...
Good morning, everybody. There's no day today. See you later.
There's no day today, and here's a song from Sabrina Carpenter. If it was Choose Women Day, I'd choose her, I'm sure. Actually, no, I would choose Olivia Rodrigo. I'm so into that girl.
She is awesome.
She is. I really, really, and I when she did that song, I know.
The River?
It's called River. It's a Joni Mitchell song.
It was all River all the time yesterday on the Alice.
Oh, it was feeling good. You know, it's funny because I've always loved that song. I've never heard another version of it than hers. And then all of a sudden there's Matt Nathanson, who I love.
I am working on trying to get him in before Christmas for a little Christmas
thing. Oh, that'd be so nice.
So
that'd be lovely. And then you played the Olivia Rodrigo one. I just find her to be, like, to me, I've always got some favorite thing going on. And I feel like there's a real crop of sort of these young people. Like, I think of it as being like Billie Eilish, who's the Glinda girl, Ariana Grande,
Sabrina Carpenter, big.
Olivia Rodrigo, Chapel Roan. Like, of all these, there's of this sort of like young women, choosing women who are super talented and up and coming. And I'm missing out on people even. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Olivia's awesome, though.
Yeah, and I saw really her in concert, love her.
And my kids love her, so, and you know.
Is there a lot of choreography in that, or is it really she just stands there and sings her little heart out?
No, her show was so professional. So I don't want to say there's a lot of choreography in that she does a Britney thing.
Right.
But she definitely is covering, like, she's stadium ready.
Oh.
At, what is she, 21?
Yeah, she's really young.
And that doesn't happen naturally. That's from, she's been probably performing since she was 5. I don't know, but I'm assuming, because the way she worked the stadium, every person got a look, a piece, an aim, a direction, the catwalk. And then
I was going to ask if there was a catwalk.
The moon that came out and circled her, took her around the whole, like, she really knew how to do a stadium show. And that's kind of, it was super pro. Mm. It was definitely not.
Well, she's got an A+ team. Like, she was, mm-hmm. she rocketed to superstardom. I'm sure they put the best people who know, you know, she may have had ideas about stuff, but they've, like, to think you could do at that age and hold a stadium show and hold everyone's attention and, like you said, kind of address each section of the crowd. Like the swimming around in the moon thing is, it's actually genius. You get up close to the people who are all the way in the back.
You take it for granted when you go see a stadium show that these guys are going to make sure everyone feels like part of the party.
Right.
Because that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
You can play a huge venue, but the guy in the back needs to feel like he's still part of the show. And she did that. And that's impressive. Really impressive.
Speaking of women, and this is a little off topic.
Women.
I started watching The Diplomat yesterday.
Okay.
I'm already 3 episodes in. I am well addicted to the show.
Really?
So you like it, right?
I stayed up a little, like last night, I had to wait. I was like, I should go to bed, but I really want to finish this episode. Like, it was that good. And I was just thinking, it was created by Deborah Kahn, and you just see so many new shows now that are created by women that aren't, you know, like, that are, you know, shows that are action shows and different kinds of shows. And I don't know. I just thought it, because she did Homeland as well. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, that's really cool. She did the last couple seasons of Homeland,
okay.
Which makes sense. It does have a lot of that. It has a little bit of that feel to it. But anyway, Vinny,
like
thank you for that.
A feminine feel?
Yeah.
But,
how's the husband?
I love him. He could be my favorite. He is my favorite character on there for sure.
And yet, she's great. But they're so different, and there's things he's doing where he's so smart, but he's also
a douche.
Yeah, you just can't have him around. You just need him gone. Like, get him out of the country. Ship him somewhere.
Oh,
he can't
God.
Not make trouble, but he's also super smart.
And he they make me- her, like, not perfect. She's annoying. Mm-hmm. She has, like, annoying things she does. Like, it's just, it's great, Sarah.
It's
just,
so good.
Yeah. I'm deep into Bad Sisters right now, which is I'm enjoying that, actually. I think that's an Apple TV thing. And I don't want to give any spoilers and stuff, but I feel like this is TV's having like an absolute golden age in the last since the detective show, True Detective, that first season, when suddenly there were huge movie stars starring in a single season series. Or they only started on the one season. And then after that, it felt like it opened the door for all these like incredibly talented people. And now with streaming and every streaming service is super content hungry, like we're in such a golden age for it. Just mm-hmm. great. Like you can never even get to all the shows that everybody tells you about. It's actually kind of annoying. You know, like you hear people raving about it. You're like, well, I'm midway through this other one. And then I promised my brother I'd watch this other one here. And now Let me just add it to the list.
Well, for me, I don't watch a lot of TV, despite the fact that you may think, or I would even think I do. I just don't. And there's very few shows. I'll put one on, and if it doesn't hold my attention and I'm not interested, I'm not staying. I have other things I can do. So I just split. The Diplomat held me and actually made me want to watch, and very rarely does that happen.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song. We'll be right back with tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.